KSL News Time now, 3:09. We're going to be dealing with slow go, especially, Mark. It sounds like if you're headed up Parley's, man, it's a stop-and-go situation up there.
In fact, you know, we've had people asking, how's the traffic moving through Parley's Canyon? And all of our camera shots show it's stopped completely. So if you don't have to maneuver through Parley's Canyon, of course, chains are required, then I would just stay away from it. But the drive on I-15 is, you know, worse than usual. We've had hour-long delays southbound I-15 downtown to Provo, but all of our traffic drivers have said it's just heavy traffic and folks driving a little slow. Some of it is icy slick, so please pay attention and keep your heads up this afternoon. Northbound is not that bad. I'd say below speed pretty much through the valley, but don't see any major wrecks reported. Down in Utah County, we've had slow-moving traffic in both directions, and especially in the southern parts of Utah County, because that's where the weather radar seems to be concentrating the worst weather right now. But up north in the Davis and Weber County area, traffic is improving. Michelle.
We want to thank our traffic troopers for reporting traffic safely to 57500. Here's a couple more texts that have come in. A KSL traffic trooper is reporting 2+ hours from Park City to Foothill Drive. And KSL travel time, Big Cottonwood Canyon, 2 hours to get down the canyon. And Highway 40 is snowpacked from I-80 going past Jordanelle Reservoir. Again, just a reminder, you will need chains or four-wheel drive. Join KSL at ARUP Blood Services. Remember, 23rd noon to noon to 3 p.m. All blood types needed. Donate on the 23rd. For movie tickets, visit utahblood.org. Utahblood.org. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.